welcome back to another episode of the Warrior Mind Podcast. I'm Greg Swanson, your mental strength coach, guide, and mentor. To find out more about mental strength and warrior mind coaching, please visit us at www.warriormindcoach.com. And our world-famous blog can be found at www.warriormindcoach.com/blog. And please make sure you subscribe to the podcast at warriormindcoach.com/podcast. Hope everyone is doing well. I'm up in beautiful, beautiful British Columbia this weekend, up here with a friend. We're doing some strategizing and some playing around and having some fun. Anyway, just having a great time up here. It's only a few hours away from Bend, Oregon, so just wanted to come up here and enjoy it. Also learning some new things and just getting out there and enjoying life. Speaking of learning, the subject of today's podcast is about learning. Now, I'm sure if you're listening to the podcast or if you read the blog that at some level you like to learn. I think, generally speaking, most of us, if you're listening to this podcast or involved with personal development, self-help, whatever you might want to phrase it, you like to learn. You like to read. You like to listen. And that's important, especially new things. I heard a recent study that said that the best way to improve your intelligence is learn a second language. And that's very interesting. You might not ever use it, but the learning part, so the learning of a second language helps fire off new neurons, new connections in your brain, so then you start to think differently. That goes for learning a martial art, learning to dance, learning something that is physical will actually help keep your brain young, will help keep you thinking smarter. And so that's what we're talking about when we're talking about learning, not just reading, because reading, although reading is great, it's just empty knowledge, it's just data. And so we have data. And then when we can experience it, we have knowledge. So, you know, depending on how you phrase it, you know, the knowledge is power because that power comes from your experience. Or it could be wisdom is power because wisdom comes from the experience. Whatever it is, you have to have experience with the learning in order for it to sit in your brain, to create new neural pathways for you to think differently. If all you do is read or watch something and do not apply it in your life, it's just data. That is not truly learning. Learning is you have to apply it. And so when you start reading a new book, whether it's Think and Grow Rich or something else, if all you do is read it, it's entertainment. Entertainment is like junk food. It's empty calories. It'll make you lazy. It'll make you fat. Entertainment is okay. We need it once in a while. But learning, real learning, comes from when you take what you've read and experience it, apply it to your life. And so when we talk about knowledge is power, we can say that knowledge is learning plus experience. Some people say that learning plus experience is wisdom. It doesn't really much matter, but for the point of this podcast, knowledge is learning plus the experience. You could read a book about skiing, but if you don't get on your skis or snowboarding, if you don't get on them and go on the slope, you don't have knowledge of that activity. When you think about mental strength and you're listening to me, you're reading my books on mental strength, but you don't go out and push yourself past your comfort zone, you're just being entertained. You have to, you must take action with the information that you are learning. That can be from a second language again. That could be from dance, martial arts, a new sport, CrossFit, something, right? But when you read about it and then go out and experience it, not only do you have the knowledge of it, but this goes much, much deeper. You know, there's a lot of shows and books on how to keep your brain young. Well, the plasticity of the brain works from creating new experiences. When you have a new experience, you fire off new neural pathways. Those new neural pathways in your brain allow different resources to come in. So when you're facing a challenge, so when you want to solve a problem, or when you want to solve something, you have new ways of thinking. Yes, it may not seem like there's a direct correlation between learning how to speak a second language and solving a problem when it comes to business, but it absolutely does, because your brain fires different ways. It creates different, it will light up different areas in your brain region, which will allow you to think differently, to think clearer, to think more resourcefully. If all you do is keep reading the same type of stuff over and over and over again and never apply it, it really doesn't do much good, because you're not firing off new neural pathways. You probably read something, yeah, I've heard that before, I know that, right? The three deadliest words you could ever say is, I know that. Well, you might not know it, really. You might have read it, but to know it is to do it. And there's not many people who can read an entire book and go, oh, I know everything in there, or I knew that beforehand, because they haven't experienced it. They may be familiar with it from a informational perspective, but not from an actual practical perspective. So when we talk about learning and personal success and learning and knowledge is power, and learning in the mindset of a warrior, all of this means that you're taking action with what you've learned. And I would strongly, strongly suggest, if you're at a point where you may not want to sit down and start reading a lot, although I don't know why, then look at taking a dance class. Yes, you heard me, a dance class. Look at taking martial arts. It could even be something like Tai Chi. Look at taking yoga. Some of these, especially yoga and Tai Chi, are mindful exercises. Not only will you get in touch with your body and your breathing, but you'll be doing something new. You'll be experiencing it. You'll be directly experiencing these new things, which will fire off new neural pathways, which will help you walk through life differently. So I highly recommend taking a look at that. Dance, because it's just fun. You know, you can just go out there and have a great time. Martial arts or Tai Chi, depending on how old you are, Bujikan, ninja, you know, whatever martial arts you want to try, Krav Maga, whatever it is, do something different. And it doesn't even have to be something to that nature. You can, again, learn a second language. You can learn to roller skate. You can learn to do something else. But just go out there and keep learning and exposing yourself to new, awkward things. As we get older, we tend to be so much more self-critical of ourselves. For some reason, we think that as we get older, we're supposed to pick up new things, new experiences immediately. We don't give ourselves the enjoyment of the process of learning, like when we were 4, 5, 6 years old, that our parents gave us, or perhaps if you're a parent, that you give your children. I mean, how many times have you seen a parent, the child gets on a bike once, can't do it, and they go, okay, forget about it, you'll never do it. Never. It's unheard of. Yet we hold ourselves, as we get older, we think, this is a belief, that we think that we were supposed to be able to do a new task correctly, whether it's, you know, rock climbing or building something or cooking. And that's totally absurd, because we haven't, in order to do it correctly, we have to learn it and then we have to experience it. Most of the time the learning is easy. We can read a book about cooking, we can read a book about doing something, but then to experience it means that we have to fire off new parts of our brain that have never been done before. And so as that's doing, we're going to make some mistakes, and then we're going to make some corrections, and we're going to get some feedback, and we're going to make some more things. So please be gentle and kind with yourself and allow yourself this growth process to learn something or to read something and then go out and learn it. We have just been bombarded constantly about, you know, how as we get older, we're supposed to be able to pick up something immediately. And we hold ourselves back from enjoying life so much because we anticipate that we're not going to be able to do it, whatever it might be, learning how to dance, rock climbing, learning how to bake a cake. We hold ourselves back because we say we don't know how to. The challenge is we don't know how to yet, and I'm ready to learn. You may burn 12 cakes, but the 13th cake might come out great, and now you have a new skill that you can enjoy. We have to stop putting ourselves in our self-contained jails and limiting our experiences by wanting to get it done correctly, or we don't do it at all. Because if we want to get it done correctly, the only thing we can get done correctly is things that we've done in the past. And if we keep repeating the past, we're not going to create a new future. Got it? So you need to go out there outside your comfort zone, do something new, experience something new, and this is where the knowledge is power, because the more knowledge, meaning you read something or you experience something that it turns into knowledge, that's more power in your life. That's more resources you can tap into. That's more ways of thinking. You have to take back control of your thoughts. You have to take back control of your experiences and let yourself go out there and have some fun. We are adults. It doesn't mean we don't have to have fun. We've been told that we're, as adults, we're supposed to grow up. We can't have fun. We can't make mistakes. We can't do this. That's all a bunch of baloney. Start changing your mind. Start reprogramming yourself. Go out there and start experiencing life and get some knowledge, which is power. Because remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. Unless you take your rightful responsibility and begin to program your own mind.